I do not call by them Eisha Shnei Mason. This is not the case of Eisha Shnei Mason. There's a Miyat Widashian that a lady that like had two husbands. The case there is when the first husband died, then the second husband made Mimer. And then the second husband died, so she was still Bemiksa Zika from the two husbands, then there's no Mitzvah Yibum. But over here, this Shivcha is not married to both of them, only to one of the two. Like the Gemara will soon explain. Alright, turn over. Because here she is not called that she was married to both of them. She was only married to one of them. Because it's like this. Manavshach. I kedusha de Reuven kedushin. If when the master freed her, the kedushin of Reuven automatically becomes the whole kedushin. So then kedushin is Shimon, lav kedushin. When the second brother Shimon went to marry her, the kedushin is not chal. Shimon can't marry Reuven's wife. The other way to look at it is, the Kedusha, the Shimon Kedushin, if you want to tell me that no, the second brother Kedushin's, Shimon's Kedushin is Chal, why? Because Kedusha, the Reuven, love Kedushin. Then you have to tell me the Svar was like this, that were true, Reuven married her first. He only married her halfway because she was a Chatzi Shivcha. They tell me a Svar, when the master frees her, automatically Reuven's Kedushin falls away. If so, when Shimon went to marry her, he married a regular Isha, he married her completely. It's like the Marashah, whichever way you look at it, that the question is, when the master frees the Shivcha, does the first one's Kedushin become complete, or does it fall away? But whichever way you look at it, she's only married to one of the two. Either she's married to Reuven, or else she's married to Shimon. So now that both Reuven and Shimon die, Memonashah, for sure there's a mitzvah Yibam upon Levi. The third brother, he has to be Miyabim. Because Memonashah, she was married to one of the two. Itma will look like this. Chetzia Shivcha v'chetzia Basharim. Yab again, this half and half. Sheneskat Shel Reuven. She got married, Reuven married her. Finished Tacharu, and then the master freed her. V'chozwa v'neskat Shel Shimon. And now she went and got married to a Shimon, the brother. In this case, could be somebody else even. So, what's the lacha? Now we clear the shayla. Rabbi Yosef Bachom Omer Rav Nachman Paki Kedusha Rishon. He holds the svari as the first one's kedushin falls away. As soon as the master frees her, now she becomes like the other body becomes open. So the first kedushin then is like a half of the kedushin. That means nothing. So it falls away. Rav Zeira Amar Rav Nachman, no, Gomru Kedusha Rishon. He also know the first one's Kedusha now becomes complete. Like the first one married her really completely. Just up until then, she was a Chatzi Shivcha. So he couldn't have had more. Now when she becomes freed, automatically his Kedusha goes over completely. That's the Machlokes. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Zeira says, Kavosu Didi Mistavra. I bring you a Svara like me to say that the first one finishes. The Pasuk says, Lo Yomusu, in the case that it's Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bascharin, if a different man lives with her now, it says a different man does not get killed. You know why? Ki Loichu Pasha, because she was not freed completely. So the Deik is, Hochu Pasha, Mashma, if she would have been freed completely, then you might so. Then if another man would have lived with her, he would get Chiv Misa. Why? Because this Eved Ivri married her when she was a Chatzi Shivcha. So then the Kedushin was only halfway. So it's not a complete Kedushin, therefore somebody else lives with her, it's not Chayiv Misa. But if Mashma, if she would have been freed completely, then we would say the Eved Ivri's Kedushin goes completely upon her, and then she's a complete Eishes Ish, then somebody would be Chayiv Misa. That's a proof to Rav Zeira. Omalei Abaye says like this, Ulatonan Devei Rabbi Shmuel, so I'll bring your proof, I'll bring your right, there's no proof here. Because anyway, according to the way Rabbi Shmuel is trying this postik, the Yoma that he says, Beshivcha Kenanis Amoresetli Eved Ivri, that the postik is talking about the Shivcha was not freed at all. It's just that an Eved Ivri was set aside for this Shivcha. So if so, there was no Kedushin at all then. So, Chinami, here also you want to tell me, the Chichu Poshi Yemaisum, that when the master frees her completely, now if somebody else lives with her, Chayiv Misa, why should that be? The Eved Ivri never married her. If you tell me the Pasuk is talking about, she's a complete Shivcha, a complete Shivcha you can't marry. So what does the Pasuk mean? That she was set aside to the Eved Ivri. till the pasuk says you don't get killed in the person that's living with her because she wasn't freed. What does that mean? She wasn't freed. Even when she becomes free, also there's no chiyuv misa. Ela mayis lachumema. What do you have to learn from the pasuk? Shechuposha means if she would have been freed, v'chazru v'niskatsha, and then the Eved Ivri would remarry her. That would be a good kedushin. Then if somebody else lives with her, there'll be a chiyuv misa b'neishes ish. So they Yochanan, it could be the same shot here also. Even if you learn Shan the Pasuk is, she's a chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschorim, Yochanami, shechuposha v'chosav v'niskatsha. It only means that the master would have given her a shichrur, not that right then somebody else would be chayiv misa, right then nothing would be. Because I'll tell you, the first one's kedushim would fall away. Just if the man remarries her then, after she's freed, now she's a regular shishish, then somebody will be chayiv misa. Omer Rav Huna bar Katina, Omer Rav Yitzchok. Meister once happened, b'isha achas, shechetz yeshiv shivcha v'chatzim baschorim. V'chofu es rabboi, and she forced her master, v'yasol baschorim, to free her. There's now a Mishnah that says, if you have a chatzi eved, if the man, the slave, is a chatzi v'chatzi, then the Shami says, we forced the odon to free him. Why? Because he can't get married the way he is, and we want the man to get married. Here the maaser was the shivcha, that we forced the master to free the shivcha, she should also be able to get married, to have kids. So what's the pshat over here? Come on, who does this maaser go like? Kreb Yechonim ben Bruka, the yomah that he says, Al shneyim uwayme v'yavar chaysim l'kim v'yayimru, v'yayim apru revu, umilu. Kreb Yechonim ben Bruka learned that the chiyuv upon the wife also to have children. We hold the chiyuv apru revu is only upon the man. Therefore we only force the chatzi eved to be freed. But a chatzi shivcha, we were not free to be. We were not forced the adon to free her, because even though she can't get married, so what? We owe the nisha's not mechuyev to have children. But according to Yechonim ben Bruka, nisha's mechuyev to have children, then she has the right to be forced to free, that the master should free her. Mar says no, could be there's no proof. Amar Nachman of Yitzchak Loi, I tell you, minig hefka nogabo. The case here was that this shivcha was acting like a zayna. The people in the city were living with her. And the reason is because since nobody can marry her, nobody took care of her. So in such a case, like we had before, then there's a takana. We forced the master to free her. Then she could get married to a man, and then the man will take care of her. So it could be it's not going to call her Yechonim ben Bruka. Stava was the case that she was a zayna. Mishnah says, HaMoicher Avdor Liyadu Gehovim. If a Jew that owns an Eved Kanani sells his Eved Kanani to a guy, Oy Lechutz Loretz, whereas even if you sell to another Jew, but you're living now in Eretz Yisrael, and you sell your Eved to Chutz Loretz, there's a knas mit Rabbonim of Yotze ben Chorin. But Rabbonim, they don't want this to happen, because your Eved is mechuyev in mitzvahs, like an Isha. If you're going to give him to a guy, the guy is not going to make him do mitzvahs, so the Rabbonim don't want you to sell your Eved Kanani to a guy. So if you did it, they made a knas, he goes out free. Who are then Chutz Loretz? Also, he won't do the mitzvahs, like an Eretz Yisrael, says the knas. Tell the Rabbonim, we'll learn like this. But for tzorach get shichur. May Rabbi Rishon, the first master, still has to give him a get shichur. His own of the Rabbanan said you can't work with him anymore, but he still has to give him a get shichur. When was this said? If the first master did not write a shtar to him, we'll soon see what that means. But if he wrote a shtar upon him, this is a shichur. My oinu, what is a shtar? What kind of shtar we're talking about? The first master says, listen, if you ever run away from this guy that I'm selling you to, I want nothing to do with you. So if you wrote that to your Rebbe, that's giving him a get shichur. So therefore, if you like selling your Rebbe now to a guy, and you give over the shtar to the Rebbe, telling the Rebbe, you should know, if you ever run away from the seventh Kanani, I have nothing to do with you. That's also called the shtas shurcha, that it becomes freed. Tanur Rabbanim learn like this. Love or love minot gechavim. Let's say you borrowed money from a guy, and you told the guy if it can't pay him back, he could take your Rebbe Kanani. So kivon shos le'evet gechavim nimusai, as soon as the Rebbe gechavim makes from your Rebbe Kanani, and nimusa means he puts the stamp upon the Rebbe Kanani as if you know he's going to collect from him, is right away yotz lecheres, because it's as if you sold your Rebbe Kanani not to a guy. You start off, you borrowed money from a guy, but you have to pay the guy back. And you told him, if I can't pay you back, you can take my Eved. So as soon as the Eved Gechavim makes an Imusa, he goes out free. For the more mind the musa, what does this mean? Amravuna brabihuda nashki. Means he makes a simon that they put a chain around the avodim, say it's his evid. So as soon as the guy comes and makes a simon on this evid, like he plans on taking him, has considered like he has him already, that there's a knas, he has to go out free. This is what it says, Masa Rosh Hashesh Yasakasha. It says, Harisa Mechakiros Viharisa Bot Yavois Vyodik Chavim Shemashkin Tadelu Yisrael Afafi Shoslein Musai Pturim in Amaisa. Visak Adarak Nashki Soda Basnashki Yalom Rosh Hashesh. All right, we'll stop here. There's a new subject. We'll start this lesson off again tomorrow night. You're holding that Mem Gimlam Abayis. Again, what learned the Mishnah said, Allah was that you sell your Eved to a Goy, or else you sell him to somebody, even to another Jew in Chutz Loretz, so there's a Knas Midrabbonim that Yotze Ben Chori, that you have to free him. Then we had the first Gemara said, the Tana Rabbonin, Hamech Ravlot Rechovim Yotze Lecheris, so I get Shechra. Even though the Mishnah says he has to go free, it means that the master still has to write him a Get Shechra, a Rabbi Rishon. The first master has to give him a Get Shechra. Only when the first master sold him to the guy, he didn't write a shtar. But if he wrote him a shtar, that's a shichra. Mer says, what type of a shtar am I oinoi? I'm a rabsheshe, it's a cost of loyhochi. That the master tells the evid, when you run away from this guy, you should know, don't come back to me. That's what he wrote in the shtar. So in other words, that's his get shichra, to say that whenever this Eved runs away, it gets freed from this guy, the Eved goes out free. Turn around, buddy, we'll like this. Let's say a Jew borrowed money from a guy, and he told the guy, listen, if I can't pay you back, then you could take my Eved Kanani for payment. Like he told him, you could take my Eved. So locher is, kiva and shasa lo yevik echavim ni musay. As soon as the guy makes, we'll soon see, puts this nimusai onto the Eved, is the Yotzlacheris, right away it has a look as if the Jew sold this Eved to the guy. Because what happened really was the Jew borrowed money from the guy. And he told the guy, if I can't pay you back, you could take my Eved Kanani. So it's considered really like the Jew now is selling his Eved to the guy. Therefore this halach of Yotzlacheris, that the first Mestlach has to free the Eved. When the Eved will ever run away from the guy, he becomes freed. Now the Gemara says, "My nimusu." What does it mean when the guy makes this nimusu? Some Rav Huna first thought to say, "Am Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Nashki." Nashki means Rashi says that's a simin. When you first take an Eved to work for you, you put like a simin, like a band around him or a necklace, as if to say he's your Eved. So as soon as the guy now comes and puts his ribbon, his sign on this Eved that it's his, so now it's considered like the guy is going to collect your Eved Kanani for the payment. So it's like the Jew now is selling his Eved Kanani to the guy. Therefore the lach is that this Eved goes out free. That's the din of the Mishnah, that if the Eved will ever run away from this guy, the first master will have to free him. So that's what it said, Nashki means, he said, Nimusa means Nashki. Nashki is a sign like a ring you put around the Eved to show him he's yours. Masiv Rashesh, Rashesh Yasakash, no, that's not Pshat in the Musay. Because here we have Aloha that says, Huarisin. That means a person that works on somebody's fields, and he works that I'll get half the profit, a third of the profit, a quarter, whatever it's made up. Vachakirois, Hakiris means I'll work and take care of your field, and we make up a certain amount of schum, how much I'll get for that year. I'll get 100 bushels that year. No matter whether it's worth a lot, whether it's worth a little that year, if they make that's called chakiris. We make up that my pay for the year is going to be 100 bushels a week, and whatever's more than that goes back to you. Or else even by risei batayavis. Or else risei means, again, we were workers on the fields, and not only did it start by me, but even my father. That my father also used to work on your fields. Another case is, v'yovik echovim shemashkin shodeyu liyisroel. Or else the case of the guy that gives a mashkin, that means a guy borrows money from a Jew, and he tells the Jew, if I can't pay you back, I'm making my soda a mashkin to you. And all these cases before is also the karka, the karka belongs to a guy, and the Jew is working for the guy. And the last case also, it's a goyish karka, because he tells the Jew, if I can't pay you back, I'm making a mashkin, my karka will be a mashkin to the Jew.
So says he, Afa pi shosaleni musay. Even though the goy already made in a musa here, still peturim in a maisa. The locher is any fruits that grow on this karka, the locher is yapotim in a maisa. In other words, this tan is going now, that karka that belongs to a goy is potter for trumas a maisa. This tan holds that yesh kin liyavikachovim liyavkiya trumas a maisas. That the karka that a goy owns in Eretz Yisrael, the fruits that grow on that karka is part of a truma semaisus. So over here, calls the man the karka belongs to the goy, you're part of a giving truma semaisa. So last case is even though the Jew has this mashkin, that if the goy does not pay back, still, the Jew has the right to collect the karka, still we say the fruits that grow on this karka is part of a truma semaisa. But it says even though he made a nimusai, so the question is, vi saka daitach, nashki sodif, you're going to tell me now nashki, what does the musa mean? It means the ring you put around your evid, you're showing me your evid. So Gemara is, soda bas nashki, on a field could you make a nashki? That's not something you do to a field. That's only a chain you put around an evid, not on a field. So the kids, you see that the word nimusa here does not mean the chain you put around the evid. So what does the word nemusa mean? So Marin says, Elom Rav Sheshes, it means the man. If it came to time yet. That's these two cases. The first case is where Jew lent money from a guy, and they made up that I can't pay you back, you could take my evid. So the first din is, even though it came to time already, that you were supposed to pay back and you didn't pay back, so then it's considered like the evid goes to the guy. Therefore it says, Yos Lecheres. That's the pshat in the first braisa. Now Chakira said this is going to be a kasha. Here it says by Chakirais that even though here was the opposite way, the Jew lent money to a guy, and the guy owes the money back to a Jew. So, and the guy said, if I don't pay you back, you can keep my field. So even though it came the time when the guy is supposed to pay back, so in other words, the Jew now takes the field, still it says here, it's potem in a meiser. So it's a kasha why? If it came the time now when the guy is supposed to pay back and he didn't, so now the Jew has the right to take the field, so it should be called the Jewish field now. So now the fruits that grow should have the chi of trumas amaisis. So how come it says here potter? So where's the kasha? Kasha zman azman. It's a kasha of two prices though. If it came the time when it to be collected, is it city collected or not? So where says lekasha? Tell you there's no. Where says lekasha? One case is true, the time came about. The first case by the Eved, the time came. And the second case by the field, the time didn't come. So Gemara says, if so, like what's going on here? If the first case by the Eved is talking about, that it came already the time that the Jew was supposed to pay back, and he didn't have money, so the guy takes the Eved, so Pshita, it's considered like you sold the Eved to a goy. What do you have to tell me? Can't be that it came the time already. Ella has to be like this. Both cases, by Truma and by Eved, it did not come the time yet to collect. For like Kasha, still there's no stira now. I tell you a new svaru, hola gufa, vola pera. I tell you, by Eved, when you're giving away your Eved, you're telling this goy that, listen, that if I don't pay you, you can keep the Eved. So what you mean to give away, you're giving away the goof of the Eved. So since you're giving away the goof of the Eved, that's considered like the guy has it. And Rashi says, Hola goofa, ka be Eved, kavoya bois man le goofoi, shim lo yitin lo adois is man ye goofa cholalavichovim. The Jew is telling the guy, I owe you money. And you know, if I don't pay you back by this date, then my Eved Kanani belongs to you. So therefore we say, you're miyachshav or you're mishtabed boy. So right now it's considered like this Eved is meshubit, is like a little bit belongs to the guy. Therefore, the chivon, the zilzav, but the kant of the rabbonin, since right now by doing that, you did something wrong. You're mezalzal in what the rabbonin say. Because the rabbonin tell us, don't give away your Eved Kanani to a guy. So the fact you're telling the guy that if you don't pay him back, he can take your Eved Kanani, so right now it's called you're mezalzal in that takana of the rabbonin. And therefore, the Rabbanan consider it, there's a Knas right now, as if it came the time, and you're going to have to free the Eved. Mashen came by Peiris over there you made a Zman, when he'll pay the Peiris back, So therefore, but since right now you don't eat the peiros, and if you don't pay, it's not sure what's going to be. Therefore, until this man comes, it's not called like you own the field yet. So therefore, you're still part of Matrumas and Maisers. Like what happened there? There's no wisdom of the Rabbanin. You borrowed money, the Jew lent money to a guy. And the guy owes you back money. So the guy is saying, if I don't pay you back in a month, then you can take my field. So there's no Isurim right now. So here we say, as long as it didn't come to time yet, so the guy still owns his field. Therefore, whatever grows is part of Trumas HaMaisers. True, what grows later, after the Jew collects it, will be Chayiv. But here, Kedem Zman, the Svari is by you never did it in Issa Yumazalzo, there's a Knas. By Maisa, there's no Knas, therefore you still part of it. Before you say one another.